Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. My guest heard the audible voice of God, and this is what God told him. Teach my people how to operate in the supernatural. And he has done this all over the world. But the last time I picked up the phone and I spoke with him, there was an increase. I mean a tangible increase in the presence of God. And I said, what is going on with you? Why has it, the presence of God just so dramatically increased? And he said, I've been teaching a revelation that very few of God's people understand that'll catapult you into doing the same things and even greater than what Jesus did. Do you want to hear that?
Yes.
Now, most people that have been taught of what the Bible says about Jesus's death understand the cross, and they must understand the cross. Why? Because your sins were atoned for. But my guest has been emphasizing a different aspect, and he's been seeing so many miracles happen. For instance, Apostle Maldonado, your wife heard the teaching, the revelation you received, and prayed for a woman that had her breast removed. Tell me about that.
Yeah, this woman came to one of her conference in Argentina, and actually my wife was coming out of the meeting. She was in a hurry, and this woman, one of her breasts had been removed because of cancer. So the moment my wife said, be healed in Jesus' name, and left. And the woman said, well, I needed a longer prayer. And she thought,
we're so religious.
As a matter of fact, she got mad. She went home. Her husband was praying and saying, God, I want my wife to have a new breast. And one time she got up and she was changing her bra, and suddenly her husband saw it first. And her husband said, watch, you got a new breast. So the Lord grew back her breast.
Listen. When you get this revelation, what Jesus said is going to be true in your life, when you capture this revelation, there'll be nothing impossible for you. Tell me the revelation that God explained to you.
Well, this is what it is. The majority of the church has gone into the cross. The cross is where we receive forgiveness of sin. Now, that's what the church is now. The majority of the church. Now, they have not made the transition from the cross to the resurrection. And the resurrection, the cross is where you receive forgiveness of sin. The resurrection is where you enter into power. The cross is a historical fact. The cross is a historical fact. The resurrection must be revealed in the now. The cross...
You know what I'm reminded?
The cross...
The gospel... is not in word only, but in power.
But
he's giving you the revelation for the power.
The cross is the demonstration of love. The resurrection is the demonstration of his power. So we must go into demonstration of his power. So that's what that explains why the church doesn't have power. Because we got beautiful Christians. They love God. They have received forgiveness of sin. But what is the power? If we talk about a risen Christ, if we're talking about risen Christ, it takes the Holy Spirit to reveal that historical fact. It is a fact. Jesus died on the cross. Everybody knows that. Most of the religion understand and they know, oh, yeah, Jesus died. They know that. But getting into the power, we must have the revelation in the now. And that is the Holy Spirit. I want to speak to those people that are watching right now. If you want to get into demonstration of the power of the resurrection, everything will come alive. Your dreams will come alive. Your vision will come alive. Your marriage will come alive. Everything what you do. In other words, the power of the resurrection is not only in words, it's not only something well for the physical body. Even though we see miracles, creative miracles, where there's no organs, God will create one, but it's beyond that. It can be your marriage. It can be your business. Something will come alive when you get into that revelation. And what do I need? You need to be hungry. You need to be thirsty. God's power is here now, and it can be demonstrated for any believer that believes.
Now, why is the supernatural so important?
The supernatural is so important because there's impossible things that will come into our life.
Especially the age we're living in.
Right.
Now.
You know, one of these days I was praying and the Lord said, I want you to tell the church to pray for natural miracles. And I said, God, why? He said, the national crisis that is coming upon this nation will take national miracles and supernatural. In America, we got many options. And when you got many options, you don't commit to anything, to believe anything. Because you got different options. The supernatural is so important because there's so many things, impossible circumstances of men that will never overcome it. You will never overcome it by natural means. You need supernatural means. Second, the Bible says when you bring the kingdom, the people of Israel was established in the land by supernatural means. Every miracle, it took miracles to stay in the land. If you want to advance the kingdom, if you want to expand the kingdom, if you want to do something for God, we need to establish by supernatural means.
What has the church substituted for the supernatural?
There's substitution. Entertainment substituted worship. A charisma substituted the anointing. And I can give you a list. Faith has been supplanted by reason. Today, we don't do anything unless we understand it. If you go to the scripture, every act of miracle of God, it cannot be explained. That's what supernatural means. Something that cannot be explained is beyond your head, is beyond your reason. If you want to receive your miracle now, you need to disconnect your head. And your reason has its place. I'm not saying you're stupid, that we have to be stupid. That's not what I'm saying. But you can't get into the supernatural. You cannot move in the supernatural by the reason.
Oh, okay. I am going to turn Apostle Maldonado loose to teach you the revelation of the resurrection. Do you want that?
Yeah. We'll be right back to It's Supernatural. Call now and get Guillermo Maldonado's anointed course, The Kingdom of Power, How to Demonstrate It Here and Now, which includes his 288-page book and his powerful 3-DVD teaching series. Yours for a donation of $50. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9191.
I have trained and seen thousands of people being changed and being trained and equipped to do miracle signs and wonders. I teach exactly the steps and how to raise the dead, how to pray for the people, how to work miracles.
Through his anointed book and 3 DVDs, this easy-to-understand how-to course will help you learn that the kingdom of God is yours to experience now. Obtain God's anointing power where miracles, signs, and wonders are commonplace. Go beyond the cross and begin to walk in God's resurrection power.
We're talking about a power that will resurrect anything in your life, your dreams, your vision, your marriage, your business, any area.
Don't miss out on getting Guillermo Maldonado's anointed course, The Kingdom of Power, How to Demonstrate It Here and Now, which includes his 288-page book and his powerful 3-DVD teaching series. Yours for a donation of $50. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9191. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. Please specify offer number 9191 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today. We now return to It's Supernatural.
Now, Apostle Maldonado told me that early this morning he was praying, and God gave him instructions on great miracles that are going to happen. But before that, we hear a phrase, the kingdom of God. Tell me what that means.
You know, when Jesus taught about the Abba Father prayer, he at the end of that prayer, he said, yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory. I call it the three realms of God. Well, the kingdom is the government of heaven. The power is the ability of heaven. And the glory is the atmosphere of heaven, like what we feel now. So every time we preach the government, God has to confirm it with power. Any way you see it, power is in the middle. The question is, if we preach in kingdom, where is the power? If we preach in kingdom, where is the atmosphere of heaven? When Jesus said, I want you to pray this way, and they said, let your kingdom come and let your will be done as it is in heaven. In heaven, there's no recession. In heaven, there's no sickness. In heaven, in other words, our model, our pattern here, any believer can bring heaven on earth now. So kingdom is the governor of God that we have delegated by Jesus. When Jesus came, he brought the kingdom. He said, the kingdom is within you. Is in you. Is any believer can bring the kingdom here on earth. If you go to pray for a person with cancer, you go, in Jesus' name, there's no cancer in heaven. That is my pattern. I will bring heaven on earth right now. If you believe it, it will happen.
Well, I want you to give me an example of that. There was this youth pastor that got the revelation of the resurrection, and he had a small youth group, and it grew. You're telling me it grew to something like 4,000 once he got this revelation?
Well, that's the pattern, Sid, and every minister that come in contact with our minister, that's the pattern. This youth pastor came. He was activated through watching my teachings and reading my books. So he was so touched, and he went back into his church and started activating the young people. He went to 4,000 kids.
Now, one of the kids, a 12-year-old, his mother dies.
Yes.
Now, the first thing a 12-year-old should think when their mother dies is not, God, I want my mother to come back to life. But he did. So he calls the wife of the youth pastor. And what happens?
And she was in the movie, as a matter of fact. She was not in prayer. She was watching a movie. And she got the call. And they said, who's this? And my mother just died. The doctors came. They checked. She's dead. And she said, well, let me apply what I learned with Apostle Maldonado. So she rebuked the spirit of death. And the mother came back to life.
But now, that is normal. I pray that the whole world would become normal. For instance, you have verified miracles of people that have died and come back to life. But what's more exciting to me than those verified miracles that you've had is your most recent school in the supernatural. Tell me how many.
Well, we got 2,500 people came into the School of the Supernatural, 40 countries, large churches, small churches, big churches, business people, normal, regular believers came into the school. And I took testimonies. I said, well, I've been teaching you how to walk in the supernatural. I bring testimonies. And 25 of those people came to testify. They got 25 people raised from the dead. And I'm very careful when I say that. I say, well, give me the documents. Give me what are the papers. And they brought out the documents saying, we have seen it in India. We saw it in South America. We've seen it in America. I mean, this should be normal. One of the believers, 30 days, had been saved for 30 days. And his boss fell from the 16, 20 feet, fell on the floor, and he's dead. Paramedics came, checked him out, and they said, don't touch him, he's dead. So he goes, can you allow me to pray? And just 30 days in my church. But he said, well, Pastor was teaching about rebuking the death of the people, and let me pray for him. And say, rebuke the spirit of death. And the men came back to life. Now, the men got saved, went last week into baptism, or water baptism, and both came and being trained now to do miracles.
That's the way it's supposed to be. Now, we're coming into a time in the history of planet Earth where our money isn't going to be worth anything, where there's fear is going to be rampant. People, you think there's unemployment now, you haven't seen anything yet. But that is not the government of God. Tell me about Dr. Gamel.
Dr. Gamel, what I'm saying, when you walk in the power of the kingdom and the resurrection, you will see all kinds of miracles. Dr. Gamel is one of my Cuban doctors that came from Cuba, and he went with me to Argentina. And being there, the Lord said to me, I will do supernatural provision. I will bring supernatural provision now. So I just declare it. And there's some crazy people in the audience that they said, I got it. I receive it, you know. There's some people say, well, let me analyze it. Let me... But those so crazy people like you, we got some crazy people that believe. And we got the miracle, if you're watching right now. So the doctor said, I believe he took some money in his house, took him out from the box in the house, and paid the ticket to go to Argentina. But he said, this is the rent. I need to pay my rent with this money. So when I declared the supernatural provision, so he said, Lord, you know, I did an effort to come here because I didn't have the money. So I said, Lord, you do something. So he called his wife and said, let's believe. When he came back from Argentina, so when he told his wife, go over there and check. So when they went back to the little box, they found $11,200.
Now, I have to repent. I have to repent. I said I would turn him loose to teach. Next segment, he will teach and you will receive the revelation.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural. Our world is rife with comparisons about what separates us. Day after day, we go about our lives with tunnel vision. But Scripture tells us how Messiah broke down the wall between Jew and Gentile, allowing for the creation of one new man, one new humanity. This spiritual completeness is set to usher in the greatest move toward God the world has ever known. Sid Roth has discovered Scripture's key to reaching the Jewish people with God's love. One new humanity opens the door for God to move in signs and wonders, and all will see the evidence of the invisible God promised in Scripture. At SidRoth.org, you'll find mentoring tools to empower you to share how one new humanity is critical to bringing multitudes to know God. You'll understand Israel and the Jewish roots of the church and how all the nations of the earth will experience blessings unseen in human history. Log on to SidRoth.org today and learn how one new man is the key to unlocking God's greatest blessings. We now return to It's Supernatural.
Now, I promise you, I will turn Apostle Mel Donato loose, but... just during the commercial break, he tells me about the kingdom of God controls nature. You were in an arena, I think, in Argentina, and it was raining. Tell me about that.
Yeah, it was raining, and the pastor gave me the microphone, and the pastor said, please hurry up, because you know it's raining. We lost one of the instruments that we have, machines that we have. And he said, Pastor, it was pouring. People were waiting, like 15,000 people waiting. And suddenly I got up into the pulpit and the Lord said, just speak to the rain. And it was very simple prayer. It wasn't any mystical, superstitious prayer. I just said, well, Lord, just close heaven. Close heaven, the natural heaven. That's what I said. And suddenly at the moment, the rain stopped. And the thing is, around the bull arena, it was pouring and continued pouring.
Now, this was a bullfighting arena.
Yes. So what happened after that, and I knew the Lord was going to something. So after that, we saw there was a man that he was missing one of his kidney. And the Lord started doing creative miracles. And that one is the man that received a new kidney.
You know, this is normal for you. It's normal for those that listen to his teaching. But I want you to teach right now and make the whole world normal.
Okay. There's people watching right now, and you hunger for the supernatural. You're thirsty for the supernatural. And how can we bring kingdom on earth? For so many people, the kingdom is just a theological concept. It's just a historical thing. And I can tell you, the kingdom of God, first of all, the kingdom of God is the government of God. In the kingdom, the first characteristic of the kingdom is that the kingdom is supernatural. What do you mean supernatural? It is above and beyond. Beyond your circumstances, beyond sickness, beyond diseases, beyond demons, beyond any natural impossibility that you have. Number two, the kingdom of God is the unshakable kingdom. In other words, if we're in it, nothing can shake your life. Mm. Number three, the kingdom of God is not only unshakable kingdom, it's supernatural. The kingdom of God also is a kingdom not in words, but in power. In other words, we must demonstrate that kingdom. That's why Jesus was risen from the dead, because he demonstrated. He had not risen. Where is the king over what? Over nothing. But he was raised from the dead. He's saying, I establish my kingdom over the kingdom of darkness. So it's not only in words, but also in power. And number four, this is what I like. The kingdom of God is a kingdom that whose reality we can experience here and now. Can we bring heaven on earth now? Can we do it now? And just to give you an example, there's a woman that came into the church, one of the services, and I called people from the audience, and I said, I want you to come and pray for the sick. And this person, she was deaf from birth. And I said, I want you to pray for her and pray for her. Right there, the person was completely healed. And I was trying to teach the people, you can bring the kingdom. You can have that experience now, here and now, if you believe it. So now that you're watching, let me impart to you, knowing that we can bring heaven on earth. If you have any impossibility, the definition of a miracle is this. The definition is a supernatural intervention of God in the impossibilities of men now. Which impossibility you have in your life right now? Which impossibility in your marriage? In your dreams, in your vision, in your house, in your business, any area right now, let me release it to you. And there's people watching that need to create a miracle. Sometimes we just stay in healing and say, well, God will do it. Well, God wants to do it now. That God is the God of the now, not a God of the past or God of the future. His name is the Great I Am. And that Great I Am wants to be manifested and demonstrated right now. So I want you to stretch your hands. If you need a healing, if you've been oppressed in your mind, if you need to create a miracle, I want to release it to you. Father, in the name of Jesus. And I want the audience to pray with me. There are thousands and thousands watching. And if you're watching right now, I want you to stretch your hands and bring the kingdom of God here now. Let's not wait tomorrow. God is the God of the now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you and I give you praise. And there's a woman that your breasts have been removed because of cancer. God is creating a new breast now. Right now, Father, there's someone watching. I think you're a man, you're a truck driver, and you got a metals in your body. You're a bunch of metals. God is changing metals into bones and into flesh. Receive it now. If you have bones, if you have metals in your body, I've seen that miracles everywhere I go. And God is creating new flesh and bones in your body right now, in Jesus' name. Blindness, I want you to lay hands on your eyes. Father, in Jesus' name, blindness, go in Jesus' name. There's somebody that suffered a heart attack. And right now, God is healing your heart. Something jump into your heart right now. And that's the power of the Holy Ghost. There's a pastor watching. And you walk in the supernatural for a while, and because you couldn't stand the pressure to move in the supernatural and the criticism, God is releasing a new fire in you right now. In Jesus' name, back condition of being healed, back condition of being healed right now. There's a businessman watching. You lost a big amount of money, and the Lord said, I will restore that in 3 days. Meanings the resurrection power is being released on finances right now. In Jesus' name, if your dreams, your visions, something have been dead, Father, I release the power of the resurrection. 1, 2, 3, now. In Jesus, there you go. Power is coming out. My God, there's fire. When I feel the fire on my right hand, that's creative miracles going on. Creative miracles going on. There's somebody that you missing a bone in your left hip. Right now, you felt like a heat in your body. In Jesus' name, my God, something is happening. There are people taking pills, depression, afflicted. In Jesus' name, I command every oppression in your mind, be delivered, be healed. In Jesus' mighty name, right now. And there's people right now that are saying, Pastor, I need creative miracles. Even hair is growing. hair. People are being, something is happening right there. Father, in Jesus' name, I rebuke every sickness. I rebuke every disease. Go from the people of God. Be healed. Be delivered. Create miracles. And I release the power of the resurrection. There's people right now that say, Pastor, I want to be activated in the power of God. I want to bring the kingdom wherever I go. Stretch your hands, both hands right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I activate those people to do miracles, signs, and wonders. And I am asking your Holy Spirit to open their eyes to and the power of the resurrection being revealed in their heart right now. Father, wherever they go, they will bring heaven on earth right now in the name of Jesus right now. Receive.
And the most important thing is you must believe. The blood of Jesus and your repentance washes away your sins. And as you're clean, you boldly say with your mouth, Jesus is my Messiah and Lord. Live inside of me. Take over my life. I love you, Lord Jesus. Say it right now. Now.
Repeat it.
Call now and get Guillermo Maldonado's anointed course, The Kingdom of Power, How to Demonstrate It Here and Now, which includes his 288-page book and his powerful 3-DVD teaching series. Yours for a donation of $50. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9191.
I have trained and seen thousands of people being changed, being trained and equipped to do miracles, signs, and wonders. I teach exactly the steps and how to raise the dead, how to pray for the people, how to work miracles.
Through his anointed book and 3 DVDs, this easy-to-understand how-to course will help you learn that the kingdom of God is yours to experience now. Obtain God's anointing power where miracles, signs, and wonders are commonplace. Go beyond the cross and begin to walk in God's resurrection power.
We're talking about a power that will resurrect anything in your life, your dreams, your vision, your marriage, your business, any area.
Don't miss out on getting Guillermo Maldonado's anointed course, The Kingdom of Power, How to Demonstrate It Here and Now, which includes his 288-page book and his powerful 3-DVD teaching series. Yours for a donation of $50. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9191. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. Please specify offer number 9191 or log on to Sid Roth. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural, my guest had an open vision in Israel, seeing all of history and God speaking to people, and people either not hearing his voice or being disobedient. And the sad thing was their works, their good works, burned with fire. If you cannot hear God's voice, you won't do what God wants you to do. No matter what happens with this world, those that are not on a firm foundation, once this world yet once more is going to shake, will not stand. But those that can hear God's voice, it's going to be the most exciting time of your life.